The president presents his jobs plan to Congress tonight. As a comment from last night's Republican presidential debate reverberates, Texas Governor Rick Perry, who in the past has said when it comes to Social Security, individuals would do better on their own, last night called the New Deal program a monstrous lie.
You cannot keep the status quo in place and not call it anything other than a Ponzi scheme. It is.
Perry's bound to be pressed on that. But meanwhile, what's true? Let's fact check with Howard Gleckman, a resident fellow at the Urban Institute, editor of the blog Tax Vox. Howard, remind us how this works. Workers put money into Social Security through that payroll tax in their paychecks. President Obama wants to extend a break on that tax right now to put more money in pockets. But down the road, people will get payments back when they either retire or are disabled or a spouse dies.
That's right. So what happens is you pay your payroll tax now, and when you retire, or as you say, when you die, your widow may get this assistance, you get a Social Security benefit. That benefit is calculated based on how much people put in and how much you're going to be taking out.
All right, to the statements. Fact checkers at the New York Times say Perry's Ponzi scheme metaphor is misleading. Here's the analysis they and others use. Government projections show Social Security reserves running out by 2037 without changes. But still, they say the money that workers put in will cover three-quarters of retirees' benefits in 2037. Do you agree with that?
That's exactly right. When Governor Perry said last night that there's no money there for 25- or 30-year-olds, that it was a monstrous lie to suggest to 25- or 30-year-olds that they were going to get anything from Social Security, he was just wrong. He's perpetuating a myth that conservatives have been talking about for years, and it just isn't true.
Well, you might get less.
You're going to get 75%. If they don't do anything to fix the system, you'll get three-quarters of what's been promised. Three-quarters of what's been promised is not what's been promised, but it's not nothing.
So, for instance, if you've been promised $1,000 a month, you might get $750.
That's right.
Right. Well, but you mentioned if nothing changes, there is talk of lowering the retirement age, lowering the benefits. There is talk of solutions. Do you think that some of those will happen?
I think it's inevitable that we're going to fix the system. We need to. It is not appropriate for the current world where people live longer and work longer. It's not appropriate for people who are very low income, who don't get enough when they retire, or those widows who don't get enough. So it needs to be fixed. There's no question about that. The challenge is to find a way to fix it quickly, so that those changes can be phased in slowly and people don't feel the pain.
Is another problem that politicians confuse Social Security with Medicare? As you just said, Social Security payments, they may be less someday, but they're not going to be more. They're somewhat fixed. Whereas with Medicare, people are getting more and more expensive health care as they live longer, and costs are skyrocketing.
That's exactly right. These are two very different problems. We do tend to lump them in together as the entitlement programs, but they're very different. Social Security is an insurance program. You increase the revenues a little bit, you reduce the benefits a little bit, and you fix the problem. It's not that hard. Medicare is very different. Medicare is an open-ended promise to pay people's health care costs. That means that Medicare is going to have to pay benefits that it can't afford.
But getting back to Social Security, what about Mitt Romney's remark last night that Washington is raiding Social Security reserves? Now, Al Gore famously called for a lockbox on Social Security. But isn't it true that these monies are not kept somewhere in the bank, what we put in from our paycheck? Money's fungible in Washington. They're used for other things.
That's exactly right. As long as the rest of the federal government is running a deficit, what happens is those payroll tax dollars are basically used to pay the week-to-week and day-to-day expenses of the rest of government. So they pay for the war in Iraq, they pay for roads and bridges.
And traditionally, the government's just paid them back.
And what happens is they get the IOU and the government pays them back. The problem is that in order for that to happen, you have to have enough workers paying taxes to support the system when you have all these baby boomer retirees in the system. And that's the big challenge. We're not going to have enough workers.
Meanwhile, do you say that there's literally a file cabinet somewhere with these IOUs in it?
There is literally a file cabinet in West Virginia, and there are people there who every month, I guess it is, calculate how much of the Social Security payroll tax was used to fund the rest of government. And in return for that, they get what is in effect a Treasury security, a promise from the Treasury Department to pay off that debt when Social Security needs the money to pay its benefits.
Howard Gleckman, resident fellow at the Urban Institute and editor of the blog Tax Vox. Howard, thanks so much.
Great to be with you, Robin.